Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from AT&T Field in Chattanooga as the Shuckers get set to take on the Chattanooga Lookouts. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by reliever Cam Robinson, who's been part of a bullpen that's been just terrific this year. Cam, thanks much for joining us.
Hey, no problem. Happy to be here.
You've missed a lot of barrels since being back in Biloxi. A couple strikeouts on Wednesday. How fun has it been to be able to carve guys up here early on?
It's always fun to be a part of like a young core, like group of guys that bring the energy every day, and missing the bats, you know, it's just something you always want to do when you're on the mound. It's just a plus when you got great people behind you.
What's it been like being out in the bullpen? Because it's a young group, but you guys are dominating in the Southern League, and ERA's getting closer and closer to starting with a two.
The bullpen, we just, you know, kind of have our just a little bit of fun out there. We're kind of tucked away over here, so sit down, watch the game, and just chit chat, find random things to talk about.
What's it like here in Chattanooga where the bullpens are out of play compared to Biloxi, where you got to have your head in a swivel in case a heat-seeking missile comes down the line at you?
Here, it can get a little tough sometimes. You can't really see the whole field, but I will say it is nice to just be tucked away in your own little corner and just get to focus on pitching.
One of the big things in your repertoire is the curveball. Baseball America's touted it as the best curveball in the organization in back-to-back years. What makes that pitch so special for you?
I feel like it's the confidence to throw it whenever, and also just the arm slot that it, or angle even, that it comes in at. It's just a straight over the top, and it comes straight down. It has pretty much high spin, so it looks like a fastball, and it just ducks under bats.
What was the development of that pitch for you?
I want to say I was around 13, just learning how to throw it, and the pitching coach I had at the time, he told me to pull the blinds down as hard as I can and throw the curveball as hard as I can, and it just kind of stuck.
What's it also like being a reliever? Because we talked to Nick Bennett, who moved into a relief role this year, and he talked a lot about being a reliever, you can only have to rely on two pitches, and you can throw one pitch a majority of the time because guys are only going to be seeing it once. For someone like you who started out your career as a starter and has moved to a reliever, how much does it help you to be able to throw that curveball to everyone and not have to worry about setting up at bats later in games?
I think as a reliever, it is easier in a way because you don't have to set guys up per se. You could just kind of go out there and throw the kitchen sink, as people say, at them.
There you go. Another thing this offseason, you were added to the Brewers 40-man roster. How special of a moment is that for you to be added to the 40-man roster?
Being added to the 40-man is huge. It's great confidence boost because you find out that the org thinks so highly of you and that you can help the big league club at some point win games and possibly, you know, win a World Series at some point.
What was that confidence boost like for you walking into spring training this year, being a guy in the 40-man?
Mm-hmm. It was different, honestly. You get put in the same room as the big names, you know, the Yellies of the world, and it's tough, you know. It's eye-opening. Like, you get to see how they work, you know, the Corbin Burns of the world, the D-Wills. You get to see how they all work and how they go about their stuff day to day.
What was it like throwing bullpens alongside Devin Williams, Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, and you're looking around and it's Cy Young Award winners, National League Reliever of the Years, and then you're throwing to guys like Christian Yelich.
Mm-hmm. It was sick. My first pin, actually, Pete Strzelecki and Devin Williams were standing behind it, and I threw my first fastball, and they asked me, you know, hey, is that a slider? And I was like, nah, it's my fastball. So I didn't know how to take it, you know, as the cutter's cutting a lot, or is it slow today? But it's fun because they give you that little extra boost every day.
What was it like learning from those guys in spring training and just being around that environment?
It's a lot of, like, mental confidence things. Like, you see how they carry themselves day to day, and it's just an extreme level of confidence no matter who's up there or who's at the plate, you know. Just got to think you're better than them. Tell yourself you're better than them, because if you don't, then you're not going to believe you are.
You're in your sixth year as a pro, but you were drafted at 17. You're still a young guy, but what was it like being drafted at 17 and looking back on it 6 years later at how the pro career has grown?
For me, I would say the beginning of it, I didn't know much professional baseball, like, background at all, so it was tougher for me, kind of being really childish and not understanding the professional aspect of the game. And as the years have piled up, you start to realize how things are supposed to be done and carry yourself a different way about things.
What would Cam in 2023 tell the Cam who was just drafted back at 17 years old the biggest piece of advice for the next 6 years of the pro career?
Stay quiet and try to learn from everyone and make sure you take notes on what people are saying.
Well, there you go. Another thing for you was the 2020 canceled season. You used it to springboard your entire career. What was it like to use that canceled 2020 season as the springboard to becoming a guy in the 40-man roster?
The 2020 season, it was huge for me because it showed me that this you know, job isn't given to anyone. It's earned, and don't take advantage of it, because at that time, you know, I just thought of it as being in Arizona as almost a summer ball. Nothing more to it. And then once you get it taken away and you're just at home for an extended period of time, you realize, all right, this is something, you know, I enjoy, I want to do. So you start working harder towards it. So that COVID year definitely got me motivated more to be a better pitcher.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to watch you this year, and the bullpen's been a lot of fun too. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Hey, no problem.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Lookouts in a few minutes.